want to take a few moments tonight to put a thought in our mind so we can dwell upon these great truths through the week. If you have your Bible, if you'll turn to the prophet Isaiah and the 30th chapter. In Isaiah chapter 30, I want to read one verse to get the thought for our study. And I have one line of thought as we make our study tonight. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 15. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but you would not. I'd like for just a few moments to look at three invitations that were made. Although they're made centuries apart, you'll find they're the same plea from the same God. Kind of going back to what we talked about this morning when we talked about the love of God, I want us to understand that God has continuously, in every age, every dispensation, called for individuals to come to Him. God has made provision so man could be accepted by God, reconciled to God. I believe that that is the core of the gospel message. To understand that God has made every provision to remove sin and remove every barrier that would keep man out of fellowship with God. Man has introduced every barrier. Man has brought forth that which would hinder fellowship. And God has went about the process of removing those barriers. So in our study, I want you to look at three invitations, centuries apart, calling for people to make a choice. And yet, I want us to notice that when God makes a great call, individuals have a great decision. But also, there can be a great disaster if they do not make the proper decision. In Isaiah chapter 30, you see the call of God. God said that they need to return and they'll have rest. They shall be saved. But then He makes the statement in verse 15, "You would not." You remember Israel had already fallen. Israel had defied the God of heaven, and God allowed that nation to be taken captive by the Babylonian power. Now the nation of Judah, they're going to fall. And the reason they're going to fall to the hands of the Assyrian people is because they have rejected God. The Assyrian nation would rise up against both the Israelite nation and the nation of Judah. God had called them to repentance. God had called them back into fellowship, and they would not. Everyone's fighting allergies, as he said this morning. But I want you to take note in your Bible, in the book of Isaiah and the first chapter. In Isaiah chapter 1, if you would, look at verse 18. In Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18, look at the statement of God as He speaks through His mouthpiece, Isaiah the prophet of old. Isaiah, crying on behalf of God, says, "Come now, let us reason together. Though your sins," underscore sins, that's what is hindering fellowship. They are living their own way. They are defying the God of heaven. They are rebelling against the God of heaven. But notice, God makes a plea that we come together and notice we deal with reason. God is talking to the intellect of an individual. God is looking at the will of man. And God says, "Let us reason. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Notice He says we can blot them out. We can take away sin. And there God is calling to the people under the old covenant in the Mosaic dispensation, through the prophet Isaiah, to come and return. They would not. They had a great decision to make. Would they be a spiritual people? Would they be a people that followed the God of heaven, followed His theocracy as the king, sovereign? Or would they rebel against God? You know they rebelled. And you know what God allowed them to do? They allowed that nation to be taken into captivity. God allows a great decision to be made. But God is warned a great disaster awaits if the decision is rejection of Him. Now then, if you come to the New Testament, we'll read a passage we read this morning. Look in the book of Matthew and the 23rd chapter. And when you come to the Gospel of Matthew in the 23rd chapter, you'll see the words of Jesus. As He's coming into the city of Jerusalem for the final time before they crucify Him. As he's made that journey back to the city of Jerusalem, he looks over the city. And you see the heart of the Son of God when he cries out, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stoned those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chick under her wings." But watch it. "You were not willing." Notice it was the will of Christ to gather them. Christ for a second time. The first time God cries out to the people, "Come," they would not come. Now Christ, the Son of God, has come in flesh. He looks out over the city of Jerusalem. He cries out, "Come." That's a second invitation made. And note in Matthew 23, they were not willing. He made a choice. They chose to rebel against God. And look at what he says in verse 38. "Your decision will not be without consequence. Your house is left desolate." You know what's going to happen to the city of Jerusalem? That city that rejected the Christ? The city that would not come to Him? Remember in John 1 it said Jesus came to His own and His own received Him not? That city's going to fall. Rome's going to totally annihilate Jerusalem. That city's just going to be wiped almost completely. You know, when Titus marched on Rome, they cut down all the trees until they could not find any more wood to make crosses to crucify the Jewish people. Not one stone left unturned when Rome marched on that city. And here was God crying out to them, "You need to come." They had a choice to make. They had a decision. Their decision was, "We like the way we're living now. We don't want to change our life. We want to do our thing. Who is this God to command us to do anything?" And they ignored the call of God. God said, "That's your decision." But there was a great disaster. But then take your Bible, if you will, for just a moment. And look, if you will, in the book of Matthew in the 22nd chapter. And in Matthew chapter 22, you'll find a king making an invitation. The invitation to come. He cries for the people to come to the wedding feast. And he asks them and he pleads with them and he implores them. And yet they would not come. Open to Matthew 22 and look at what he says in about verse 2 and 3. "The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son. And he sent out his servants to call on those who were invited to the wedding." Watch it. They were not willing to come. They were invited. It wasn't that God didn't call them. Everyone was called. It wasn't that God didn't desire them to come. He made the invitation. He made the provision. He said, "All things are ready. Come to the feast." And they were not willing. Look in verse 4. He said in verse 4, he sent out other servants saying, "Tell those who are invited, see, I prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted calf are killed. All things are ready. Come to the feast." But look at verse 5. Oh, verse 5 is one of the saddest verses. They made light of it. They mocked it. They scorned it. They laughed at it. They rejected it. "And they went their ways, one to his own farm, another to his business. And the rest seized his servants, treated him spitefully, and killed them. But when the king heard about it, he was furious, and he sent out his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city." And notice he said, "They're not worthy to taste of my supper." And he went out and invited them. Have you ever thought that the king made an invitation to come, and they had a decision? And they were not willing. But notice the king also brought disaster upon them. I want to take that, make three thoughts, lessons yours. The first thing I want us to think about is tonight there's been a great call given. Have you ever thought that all three members of the Godhead have called all individuals to come? You have the cry of the gospel in 2 Thessalonians 2, 13 and 14, saying we've been called through the glorious gospel. In the Revelation letter in the 22nd chapter, when John's finishing that beautiful picture, you remember that he says in verse 17, "And the Spirit and the bride say, come." The bride being the church, the Spirit being the Holy Spirit, cry, "Come," and let him who hears say, "Come," and let him who thirsts, Come, whoever desires, let him take of the waters of life freely. Everybody has been called. Everyone has been invited. Everyone has been let be is to be known that God wants a relationship. Open your Bible to Matthew 11. In Matthew 11, notice, if you will, in the most kind manner, in verse 28, the great invitation of Jesus. Come to me. Who? Those who are wealthy and those who are educated and those who don't have any problems. That's not who he calls. Is it just the certain people with a certain IQ? No. Who is it he calls? Come to me all. I like that. All you who labor and are heavily laden, I will give you rest. What a call. What an invitation. You ever thought that the King has invited you? Have you ever thought God has invited you? Christ has invited you. Now you have a decision to make. Are you willing to come? Are you willing to be a disciple? I want to tell you something. That's your choice. But I want you to notice he says there's a great consequence and a disaster for those who reject the call. Open your Bible to the Hebrew letter in the 9th chapter. When you come to the Hebrew letter and the 9th chapter, look, if you will, at verse 27. He said, it is appointed. Now, sometimes those who teach Calvinism will say that's an appointment. I want you to understand what is appointed is you're going to die, you're going to be judged. Doesn't mean your time is just going to happen. It just means everyone's going to die. It's appointed for men to die once. But after this what? The judgment. You're going to stand in judgment. Open your Bible back to Matthew 25. And in Matthew 25, I want you to look at what Jesus had to say to the people that rejected the invitation. In Matthew chapter 25, he gives a picture to us. And if you will, to save some time, just look at you will at verse 34. Then the king says to those at his right hand, come. Oh, there's that invitation again. But this time, it's not just into the kingdom. It's not just to be a child. It's not just to be a disciple. But notice, come you, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Underscore that word prepared. You ever thought God has prepared a place? We look in John 14 and we talk about John 14 at funerals where it says, let your heart not be troubled. But you believe in God, you believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go and prepare a place that where I am, you may be also. Well, now look what he says. Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. When? Even before the world was made. But look at what he says, if you will, in verse 41. Then he will say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire. Watch it. Prepared. Who? For the devil and his angels. It wasn't prepared for you. You go to hell, you go there an uninvited guest. But you go there because you don't accept the invitation of God. I've made up my mind in this generation. We need to hear more about the grace of God. But I've made up my mind in this generation, we must never forget God said there's consequences to rejecting it. And I'm fearful we almost don't believe in hell anymore. The Bible says there's a place. It wasn't prepared for you. But if you go back to Matthew chapter 7, you'll see who goes there. In verse 21, in Matthew 7, he says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But what? He who does the will. Those who are willing will do the will of the Father. And verse 28 says, those who will say, depart, I never knew you. What do they practice? Lawlessness. What is lawlessness? Sin. That's what John says in 1 John 4. So tonight, what I want us to see is the invitation of God. It's been rejected by nations. It's been rejected by people. But I want to raise one question. Will you reject it? You have a great decision. but there's a consequence for rejection. If you're here and you need to obey the gospel, we pray you come, as together we stand and sing.